Welcome to episode 8 of the 40,000 Foot View Monthly Address. I am John Michael Chambers. This episode is titled Conspiracies to Confirmation. Who is Arthur Roberts? Now, sorry I missed you all last month. I was ill, hospitalized, and lost my voice as part of the program. The voice is almost fully recovered, so bear with me. Let's get down to business. We are at war. We are under a wartime command structure. This is a military operation, folks, and I will delve into this in just a moment. General Michael Flynn, now check this out. Flynn speaking in Mandarin on YouTube? I'll run that clip and discuss what's actually going on here a bit later in this broadcast, so stick around for that. Now, before we begin, joining me in segment 2 of this broadcast, you will hear a discussion I just had with Mr. Juan O'Savin. You'll hear an excerpt of that from the Juan and John Weekly Intel and Insight series. The name of the episode that it's excerpted from is Armies of War 2024. It's an absolute must listen to. Check it out at johnmichaelchambers.com and on my Rumble channel. But we'll get to an excerpt of that in segment 2 in just a moment. All right, this gentleman you see on the screen. Okay, conspiracy to confirmation. Many of the conspiracy theories of yesterday are proving to be the conspiracy facts and realities of today. And remember all those Biden anomalies like Castle Rock Studios versus the White House, like all of those identified anomalies that we covered back in the days at American Media Periscope concerning the no inauguration? Or how about an airplane soaring and roaring over the White House press room? I mean, it's a no-fly zone. And why doesn't Biden to this day have the nuclear codes? And how could this be? And then there's the mask issues, you know, the mask on the actor playing Joe Biden, and so much more. And I'll come back to Biden in just a moment. This is the show you're going to want to watch to the very end, and then share it far and wide to help others along, because they're starting to wake up. They're starting to look around. It's getting a little bit tough out there. Let's help everyone out. So conspiracy theorists, that's a CIA invented term and strategy created decades ago to box both you and me in as nutcases to be discredited by a bought and paid for controlled mainstream media fake news apparatus that is now exposed for who and what they are, and crashing and burning, I might add. It begs the question, so are these conspiracy theorists really nutcases? Were we conspiracy theorists right all along? Let's take a look at some facts and speculations in this episode, Conspiracy to Confirmation. I'm going to begin here. So who is Pascal Najade? And who in the world is Arthur Roberts? And why is this important? Well, Pascal Najade, as you may know, is a Christian believer, a Swiss and Bahraini investment banker and filmmaker, notably the son of WEF, that's right, World Economic Forum's co-founder, Hussein Najade. Well, Pascal is calling for the arrest of Bill Gates, the World Health Organization leadership, the WEF, Klaus Schwab, Big Tech, and those at Pfizer, also claiming he and his mother are now dying from the vax he calls poison. Najade is making claims that Joe Biden is dead and that it is an actor playing him and that, yes, we are watching a movie. Now I ask you, does Charlie Ward and others now come to mind? Najade makes claims that the occupier of the White House was executed and provides us this data. In the video clip that I will play in just a moment, you will hear from him. Does this sound familiar? And of course, the astute Trump observer follows what I call the hints, the leads, the crumbs, for lack of better terms, about many, many things over these years that the president has signaled us on. But with respect to Biden, you may recall, if you're watching all the Trump coverage from day one, as I have, you may recall many multiple times during the president's rallies in the 2020 run-up to the election, Trump saying, I don't know, at the rallies, right? He's going, Joe Biden doesn't look quite the same, does he? Did you notice? The president would say. He would say something like, something's going on over there. Yep, that's an accurate paraphrase. And yes, something is going on there. Let's hear now from Pascal Najjari himself.
Mr. Biden that you saw has been buried in Arlington on the 20th of January 2021, when all, not you, but when all this deep state thought that's the inauguration of our man, Joe Biden. This is not Joe Biden. I've published the side-by-side portraits with the signatures. Trust me, it's not Joe Biden. The man that you see today in CNN is not Joe Biden. He's working for us, or President Trump and the U.S. military. He's a great actor. Arthur Roberts, mostly, it's him. He's playing a great game. I don't know where I'm going. And he's falling down the stairs of Air Force One and all that. Brilliant man, I mean, as an actor.
So who is the actor? Well, just stated, many have speculated over time that it may be James Woods. But Najjari tells us the actor playing Biden is the gentleman you see on the screen, Arthur Roberts, who has been in motion pictures such as Revenge of the Ninja, Ocean's Rising, and many others. Najjari goes on to say that President Trump is president and commander-in-chief and is the wartime president. Again, folks, does any of this sound familiar to you, conspiracy theorists? Conspiracy to confirmation. Things are not quite as they seem. How many Hillary Clintons have we seen over the years? I wonder where she really is today. Remember the envelope? If you missed it, go to the Library of Truth at johnmichaelchambers.com at the bottom of the homepage and check that out. Now, let's right now watch a couple of these clips. You may recall seeing them back then.
I was very proud of Senator Warren.
Did you talk about vice presidential possibilities with Senator Warren?
You guys have got to try the cold chai.
I've had it.
It is delicious, isn't it?
Okay.
You cannot dismiss the two malfunctioning Hillary moments that never got picked up, of course, by mainstream media with any real attention. Things that make a sane person go, in the night. Then, as you may recall, what we saw just hours later from that clip, you know, back then in real time, what we saw after that spasm collapse into the limo on the streets of Manhattan, I believe, was a happy, healthy Hillary walking out of her apartment that she owned in Manhattan. Was that her? Are we watching a set of actors in some cases, a movie, a pantomime? Since we are witnessing somewhat of a scripted movie in this information psyop war, perhaps some popcorn is in order. All right, worried that there is no plan, worried that we are losing this war and that the best is not yet to come, as we're told? Well, then, if you go to johnmichaelchambers.com, right there on the homepage, you can access President Trump's Executive Order 13848, a short and easy read titled Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in the United States Elections. This is very important. Strategical and tactical moves in our information, disinformation, and psyop war for our lives and for America and for all of humanity. Visit the Library of Truth at johnmichaelchambers.com and I encourage you to view and share all that's there. And please pay close attention to the special report I researched, wrote, and co-produced based upon the Department of Defense Task Force member, PhD Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes. Again, conspiracy to confirmation. How much more validation do you need? And again, if you're fully up to speed, and I know a lot of our viewers are, and thank goodness for that, people around us are just starting to look around. They're starting to go, what the heck is going on here? Share the show, share the links. Well, you should know that President Trump and General Michael Flynn both shared the Halper-Hayes interview on social media. and President Trump truthed it on Truth Social, praising the clip. Are you watching? Are you listening? Connecting the dots yet? Perhaps you are, but again, others are not. So share this program with them. We need them aboard in this battle, standing in truth. Why? Because we are at war, and the rest of our lives and the lives of our children and grandchildren are now at stake. Dr. Jan, on the DOD task force, dropped 7 identifiable truth bombs. For example, that the United States under President Lincoln ended as a constitutional republic by going into debt with the Bank of England to help with the war debt, Civil War. It was then in 1871 that the U.S. corporation was formed, and we have not been acting as a constitutional republic to an extent ever since, and that we were a separate debtor nation corporation, owned and controlled now by a foreign power, paying back to the Bank of England the debt that can never be paid back and won't be. Things changed when President Trump reversed this and ended this when he made that famous visit with the now deceased Queen of England and signaling us by breaking protocols by walking in front of the Queen. You will see this and learn more in that special report on the website. So Halper Hayes, again, is up on the site. The images that are there, and a lot of information in a 9-minute clip. So again, conspiracy to confirmation is now well underway.
You guys know what this represents?
What? Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm. The calm before the storm. We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
We are that storm, and it includes 200 generals, the influence they have, and all those they command. Then add in the 1 million National Guard that has been federalized via President Trump's executive order I referred to, 13848, up on my website, with you and me, we the people, we the patriots, and with us on God's side, we got this. President Trump has federalized the National Guard. Mar-a-Lago is a no-fly zone? Mar-a-Lago? Is that normal? What's going on here? Pay attention. Connect the dots. Pay attention to what this executive order has done with the mobilization of wartime forces to protect us and our country here on the homeland. Just in the nick of time, but planned ahead. Oh, planned. Yes, there is a plan. Yes, my friends and fellow patriots, there is and always has been a plan. And this executive order can be read on the website.
So this is in right in front of you. It's now coming out so that you can understand what's going on. I don't care if you believe me, really. I don't. I'm delivering you facts that are verifiable. I hate this word fact-checking. That's a deep state, VES, stupid connotation. It's called check and verify. Ronald Reagan said that once. He's a good guy. So check and verify that. The documents.info give you all the blueprints. It is the way it is. And the U.S. military is on a mission. It's a global U.S. military operation. The United States is formally at war since 2020. The National Guard and all the veterans that are listening now and members of the U.S. military, you know it. Your President Trump has federalized the National Guard of the United States. Up to then, the National Guard was state-bound. Texas National Guard, Florida National Guard, New York State National Guard, you know, Illinois National Guard. They have been federalized for a purpose to reinforce the forces to make sure that President Trump could mobilize into active war duty National Guard soldiers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mobilization of wartime service. Men and women, decent people of the United States military have been drafted into a wartime active duty. 1 million of them. 1 million. Putin, his colleague, is dealing with this whole deep state NATO and Zelensky regime with 200,000 Russian soldiers, officers. And President Trump has mobilized 1 million people to prepare to do what he has to do, take out the deep state. And he has triggered, that's also a treaty, you can go and look it up in the documents.info, the references are there in the National Registry, Federal Registry, sorry. The War Generals Alliance is Act 50, under Act 50, 1550. There's a long list of things whereby the War Generals Alliance is 33 military organizations from around the world that are under the command now behind wartime President Commander-in-Chief Donald J. Trump. The Second World War was ultimately fought by four generals, four commanders, two at that time they thought exterminate the Nazis and, you know, all these bad people, and ends in a way the Second World War, horrible thing. Here we have more than 200 US military generals. And then I was told and calculated about 800 in total active duty military generals from 33 nations that are actively now in a mission. Mar-a-Lago has a no-fly zone. Go and check it. If you're pilots, go online, check the FAA rules. Mar-a-Lago, you cannot overfly. Now, why does a hotel and a golf course get a no-fly zone? Because it is the actual current. It is the White House of the United States of America.
World War II, four commanding generals. Today, 200 U.S. generals with an estimated 800 globally fighting to seize control from centuries of the clutches of evil. Sound familiar? Conspiracy to confirmation. Now, what we're doing in this broadcast, we're visiting history, but we're stating facts. We are providing resources and links to these facts. We are having some speculations, and we are connecting the dots from conspiracy to confirmation and raising very important questions. And again, a show worth sharing. And I think you know the answers to many of the questions. And for those on the cusp of waking up, share this broadcast again to help others. 80%+? I'll talk about that again in a moment.
2024 election just right around the corner. Nothing matters more than exposing, decertifying, and reinstating the duly elected president, the winner in the 2020 elections. We don't have a country without that. We are America.
As I've stated throughout my platform speeches at the General Flynn Clay Clark Reawakened Tour, as well as on American Media Periscope in the day, countless times for over 2 years now, that we do not have a country and we cannot restore this constitutional republic, that we cannot move forward until the election theft of 2020 is exposed and resolved. And this is what 2024 is all about, right here, right now, and in the months to follow is what this is all about. Make no mistake about it. So what will happen on election day in 2024? Well, right now is the prime time in our election system cycle, is it not? Then I ask you, does it look like election season, business as usual, with official debates and candidates on the news networks debating it out? I mean, think back to the Bush-Gore debates and all the shows and so forth. We don't see any of this happening. Okay, just today, because I recorded the show several days before publishing, Biden had the Clinton and Obama, you know, the axis of evil there, raising a bunch of money. That's not how you raise money. You raise a little bit from the core people. But outside of that, there's nothing going on. No, none of this is occurring. Nothing is the same. Even long-time self-proclaimed liberal Democrat and respected constitutional professor, Mr. Alan Dershowitz, says he may, for the first time, not be voting Democrat. So again, where's all the support outside of this one-off thing to raise some money from the Clintons, from Obama, Barry Satoro? Where are the Democrat leaders rallying behind their nominee? Where is the news debates between candidates? Why is Biden not on rallies and standard election tour promoting, when all we see is Trump? Isn't this supposed to be a presidential race? So is there a presidential race really taking place right now? Remember, facts, resources, speculations, a lot of questions, and dot connecting. I question that we're actually in an election cycle. I'll let you ponder that for a moment. They want Trump and this country gone. never to return, and they want to control us in 15-minute cities and endless genocidal jabs until they eliminate us. And this is why the president has been saying for so long now that they are after us, you and me. They are after us, and that he, President Trump, is standing in their way. Najadeh points out that Donald Trump, as a wartime, is a wartime president and the commander-in-chief in a wartime, does not respond to civil and federal courts. He only responds to military courts. Again, why? We're under a wartime command structure. An act of war was declared on the day the election theft was documented. At that front, we are just buying time until the big shift, which is coming soon. So connect the dots and do your own homework. So have at it, Judge Engron and Fannie Willis. In the end, we win and you lose. Like everything else they have thrown at Trump, this too will not only not work, but will boomerang back on them. Justice has already come to people like George Herbert Walker Bush, John McCain, Joe Biden, and many, many others. And justice is coming to a whole lot more. Remember the envelope? Go check it out on Library of Truth. My sources, one in specific, who is actively commissioned with clearance, has reported, and I'll leave out some details, that there are tribunals taking place in aircrafts, Guam, and the largely expanded Gitmo facility in Cuba in both investigative and prosecutorial tribunals, investigative and prosecutorial, as well as executions which have already occurred. Remember, we are under a wartime command structure, and military tribunals are senior to the Supreme Court. Tuck that fact away. Read the Law of War manual, updated for a reason some years back by President Trump. Again, trust the plan. And I'll be putting that manual back up on my website. It was taken down when we did some transitions simply by an oversight. It'll be up there for you to ponder, take a look at, and dissect. It'll be up any day now. So perhaps some of you will read it. This will become news for the sleepers, the baseless challengers, and the normies just a very bit down the road, down the line. You can, however, see it all before you right now if you simply look. Listen, have an iota of a thing called common sense, and observe the obvious and connect the dots with some of the resources provided for you here in this very broadcast. And there's more to come. Now, the veil of secrecy on our side, too, is now being lifted with ever-increasing speed, and reveals are occurring pretty much daily right now, and very big reveals yet to come in 2024. We have entered a major black swan and false flag season like never before, so be prepared. Look at the bridge in Baltimore. Check out the Laura Logan report on that and some of Wanda Savin's comments. You may recall, for those who have been paying attention, that the technology and algorithm studies that were done in the military had stated that we need more than 80% of the U.S. population to be informed, up to speed, and aware of the truths before we can step up our military and continuity of government actions in order to prevent civil war, which is what the enemy has been trying to bring us to the brink of for the past few years now, to no avail, I might add. Now, Dr. Jan Halper Hayes also mentioned this. We have now surpassed the 80%. We have surpassed it, which is in part why you see what you see happening daily, the escalation on both sides of this war. Civil war may now be averted, thank God, but civil unrest, it's an absolute certainty. And again, go listen to yesterday's broadcast on the 4th, Thursday, on my website, my Rumble channel, Armies of War 2024, for some heavy, heavy stuff that you need to understand. So civil unrest is a certainty, and it will not be pretty. Listen to my weekly intel report with Juan and understand what is coming our way so you can be prepared. We are at war. We are under a wartime command structure, and this is a military operation, folks. That's your headline. and living now in a post-constitutional, tyrannical government that over the years has been taken over by both foreign and domestic enemies. It's good versus evil in this spiritual war, and it's either us or them. In the end, we win and they lose. We all need to unite in truth and then fight for what's right. We are at the cusp of biblical events that will rock the rafters of this world. With the waves of attacks coming our way, perhaps imminently, in multiple ways on multiple fronts, we know it's getting close to end game, close to the pivotal pendulum shifting moment we've been waiting for in this war. Ron Paul, very recently in an interview with Tucker Carlson, raised the issue of his concerns about a black swan event, as did America's General Michael Flynn, very recently, who echoed the sentiments of Ron Paul, raising great concerns and serious concerns about an imminent black swan event, as well as speculation if we will even have an election in 2024. Well, then days later, boom, the bridge in Baltimore, black swan event. If there is not enough to get your attention, if this is not enough of everything I've said so far, how about this?
There's a 100% chance that there will be a major terrorist attack in the United States, or many attacks, maybe. And it's all because of what's happened over the last 3 years.
God bless and protect this country. And I, for one, have been stating this for quite some time publicly and will state so today. I believe there is a strong probability we will not be in an election come November 2024. I will dedicate an entire episode of that on the John Awan broadcast. Now, with the forecasted waves of attacks we mentioned previously from Juan, from Ron Paul, General Flynn, and what you just heard from President Donald Trump himself, 100% chance, which could include internet and communications blackout for a period of days, EMP and cyber attacks of sorts. We just had the bridge event, which is nothing compared to what's coming. And one singular event that may make the horror and tragedy of 9/11 look like child's play. You digest all that, then factor in the millions upon millions upon millions of people who have infiltrated and invaded us at the border, many funded, provided with cell phones, with prepaid credit cards, with cash dumped in monthly, weapons, housing, transport, and more. Again, things that make you go, in the night. This is about truths. This is not about Republican and Democrat. Whether you like Trump or don't like Trump matters not. At the border, these are paid mercenaries, and some of them funded in part by Soros and others. There are the blue helmets of the UN and the Red Army of China. Then there's BLM and Antifa ready to go. These are your sleeper cells ready to be activated in America. And one might expect specific targeted cities. Speculations are Democrat-run cities. Think BLM and Antifa riots back in Seattle and Portland, for example. One report has indicated perhaps 17 specific targeted cities. So you see, the media, the deep state, the global cabal, the corrupt politicians, institutions, and corporations have been backed up against the wall like a crazed animal being cornered before mauled to death in the battle. They will, as stated before, unleash multiple attacks on multiple levels, including kinetic warfare on the streets across this once great land of ours. It's a battle between good and evil. It's either us or them, and the gloves are now off. It is the 11th hour.
Timing of it is a military secret. I'm not aware of the timing, but I can tell you this again. Where is Obama? Where is John Kerry? Where is Mrs. Clinton? Where are those traitors? Where are they on stage? It's a presidential race. We can agree to that, right? Officially opened. So Americans and stupid journalists of mainstream, they will be forced to acknowledge, they'll be forced that there is no presidential race because President Trump is the president, wartime president, and the only force by constitution to reverse the wartime presidency down to presidency is the wartime president himself. The United States is in a war and he's put the United States under a military occupancy. Military justice is enforced a little vigor, and Joe Biden has been already executed for high treason.
Put on your seatbelts. A wild and dangerous ride lies ahead as we turn this nightmare around on the deep state, corrupt politicians, both sides of the aisle, the global cabal, and the rest of them all. I still believe that there may not be the election in 2024, which is actually good news because the fix is already in those computers. It's rigged. But Donald Trump resumes power, and the world is and will further be informed of more and more truths as the days and weeks and months go by, through the and then the continuity of government as the military and the white hats spring into action in the light of day. We simply don't know what we don't know. And these are very trying and challenging and hard times. I'm not trying to instill fear or scare. I'm trying to provide the truth as I know it to be. Some speculation, raise a lot of questions, some resources, so you can be prepared. We simply don't know what we don't know in this information and PSYOP war. And these are, again, very challenging times. And before the best is yet to come, I'm afraid to say the worst is yet to come in this war. And I believe it, or not yet to come. I believe it yet to come. So, but now this, but know this, sorry, folks, I've been in the hospital too long. But know this, everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, well, it's simply not the end. So stay safe, and may God continue to bless America. Now, I've been traveling overseas since 2009. We're going to take a breather here. America left me. I did not leave America, and I fight to resurrect our republic, as many of you do, every day of my life. This program is being broadcast from the beautiful country of Thailand, where I now reside, as I divide my time between battlefield America and Asia. I call this segment Tales from Thailand. We must not, why do I put it in here? Well, to share a little bit about my life, me, the person, but also we must not let the challenges of these times prevent us from life and living, which I have been guilty of the better part of my life, certainly the last couple of decades. So we all need to remember, let them not deprive us of the beauty of life and living. Next month, I'm going to feature the beautiful island of Koh Samui, which is where I am right now. But right now, I have an announcement to make, a personal announcement I'll share with you publicly. I got engaged, yes, at 65. I got engaged to marry a beautiful Thai woman, my friend and partner in the game called Life and Living, and soon to be my wife later in 2024. This is a very special segment of Tales from Thailand. All right, let's talk about this image. This is an old Thai fishing vessel that was beautifully, as you can clearly see, restored and is basically an open floor restaurant. This was sort of, you know, in the old school days where I'm from, you know, the man would propose to the woman that he wants to commit his life to and so forth, and would always try and do some sort of a surprise when asking for her hand in marriage. So I'm going to share that with you, a little video clip and some of these images. So that's what this boat represents, where we're about to board. Next image, please. There's my fiance, about to be fiance, at least in that photograph, getting ready to board the boat, has no idea I'm about to propose. Next image. Yes, that is Bangkok in the background. There she is being seated. I think we were the first ones on the ship. I wanted a good table. Next ship, boat. Next image. In that little sort of copper tray in the shape of a leaf, you see real natural flowers that are strewn together as such. And in the center of that flower, you see a diamond ring. Next image.
This is
Congratulations.
So what I did was I, you know, gave the waitress a tip and asked her to sort of help me along with that. So she was part of the plan, if you will. And there you see my bride-to-be, Nayana, and yours truly in Bangkok on the river. It was a wonderful night. Next image, I believe, is an image or two more. You can see the beautiful temple there. I don't forget the name of this river that we were cruising in. Next image. Next image is me, and I'll be right back with a very important excerpt, and I mean very important, from Mr. 107.
We are free, we are America.
There is a currency supremacy battle raging at this very moment. The U.S. dollar, with the growing alliance of the BRICS nations and the globalists, is under attack and losing its position as the world's reserve currency. The central bank digital currency is at the doorstep. There is a global banking crisis underway with little time left to prepare, never mind concerns of both a stock and bond market disruption of magnitude. The financial system itself is about to be reset. The consequences of inaction or incorrect action will be very costly and carry a lifetime of regret. This is where both gold and silver shine. Precious metals act as a hedge against inflationary pressures and a declining dollar. Gold and silver can be acquired inside or outside of an IRA or 401k. You must understand all precious metals are not alike. There are many pitfalls you must avoid. So buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Not all precious metals dealers are alike, and it is a relatively unregulated industry. So I caution you here. There is much to know. Do not be misguided. There is no time and no room for error. I buy my gold and silver from Dr. Elliott since 2001. So buy gold, buy silver, buy now. But again, buyer beware. Now, action changes things. Click on the link in the show notes or visit my website, johnmichaelchambers.com, and click on the gold and silver tab for your free consultation with Kirk Elliott Precious Metals.
We are free, we are America.
All right, welcome back to the 40,000 Foot View, Episode 8, Conspiracies to Confirmation. Who is Arthur Roberts? We covered that. We've got some more information coming up. My name is John Michael Chambers, and now a man who has been serving this nation since the time of Ronald Reagan. Be sure to visit thejennifermack.com to support his efforts. Juan O'Savin's clandestine assignments and self-imposed directives, many of which are not known to the public, play a critical role in protecting this nation and its interests for decades. Be sure to follow me on Rumble and on johnmichaelchambers.com for the weekly John and Juan 30-minute program for intel and insights with Juan. You're about to hear an excerpt from Armies of War, the 2024. You can catch the full episode in the Juan and John show. Let's run the clip.
Hardcore monsters. With real histories as monsters. You know, one of the things that I was talking with folks about related to helping some of the people that have gotten into the country, especially women and children, both male and female, by the way, is all of the raping that occurs within these groups or communities as they come to the U.S. and literally unbelievable horrors of sexual assault, the rape trees. You're bringing people into the country that on a emotional or personal basis are extremely traumatized. And even after they get into the country, they continue to be traumatized. They're in the grip or the control, the tracking of these cartels that are trafficking these humans in. Verify they had as many dead as they could. There's nobody else left to go get and then do their getaway. I compare that to the people coming over the border into the U.S. Most people in this audience, John, have not actually You know, they may have seen movie stuff. A tiny percentage may have at some point in their life been confronted with a true killer, a shark where there's no soul behind those eyes, who has done something to them or someone around them, and they have had to face some type of evil that is not of this world, a hardness that's not of this world. We had multiple military units just in the last couple of weeks that were training, very large numbers of military units training to protect entire cities against an armed attack by coordinated forces to assault a city, kind of like what was done in the concert hall, and to defend against this type of armed attack. That just happened.
Thank you, Juan O. Savin. And to support Juan's efforts, be sure to visit thejennifermack.com. And for the full 30-minute interview, visit johnmichaelchambers.com and my Rumble channel. And I'll be right back to share with you some ideas, tools, and resources to help President Trump, General Michael Flynn, and the military white hats take back America.
We are free. We are America.
We are at war, and we must unite in truth. Subscribe for free at johnmichaelchambers.com for my monthly communique, which includes alerts, warnings, announcements, and access to my most valuable resource network to help you to navigate this storm. With your free subscription, you will also receive a digital copy of one of my books, Trump and the Resurrection of America, an Amazon 5-star rated book and 6-star rated by the late Robert David Steele. Won't you join me as we take our country back and redirect humanity on this much-needed course correction? Remain informed, empowered, and connected, and subscribe today at johnmichaelchambers.com.
We are free, we are America.
Moving right along here, welcome back to the 40,000 Foot View, Episode 8, Conspiracies to Confirmation. Who is Arthur Roberts? Now, saving America and redirecting humanity is not a spectator sport. There is a plan, and in my opinion, here's our pecking order of command and control in the life of this war. God, Trump, military white hats, and we the people. We the patriots. Remember, it took a handful of militia to fight the British and to form this great nation. It is now up to you. It is up to us to take back our country. George Washington told his troops in the thick of the battle, up against all odds, stating, "Give me one more day." And you recall Mel Gibson in the movie The Patriot, up against Cornwallis and the British forces. In the end, we took the field victorious. So, enlist. That's right. And so now, here in 2024, President Trump, General Flynn, and the military white hats are asking you for one more day. You can enlist. Click on that button on my website and you'll find out how. Our children's future, before they kill us all, is bleak at best. But we can, we must, and we will turn this around. There are no excuses. Anyone can get skin in this game and fight this war, and at so many levels. It's an information war, and we need you to enlist. So President Trump said this: we must not surrender to the false song of globalism. So I'm asking everyone to join this incredible movement. I'm asking you to dream big and bold and daring things for your family and for your country. I'm asking you to believe in yourself again, and I'm asking you to believe in America. And if we do that, then all together we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you, Donald J. Trump. So, important words from President Trump. So we must take our country back and restore this constitutional republic, which again ended in 1871. It has now reached the precipice. America is embarking upon its near-death death experience. No joke, not a drill. You must understand the significance of this. Today, we are living in a post-constitutional government, not of, by, and for the people, but directly influenced and controlled by Satan himself through China, the fake news media, the entertainment apparatus, the indoctrination versus education system, the global cabal, the banks and Wall Street, and many, if not most, of the Democrats and Republicans here at home. Never mind the countless idiots, lunatics, morons, and the ignorant that are used as nothing more than cannon fodder by this evil. Meanwhile, our Democrat, independent, and libertarian friends who are not part of that lot of lunacy, they need your help. The eye of the storm is now here. Unite in truth, not in politics. And for goodness sake, be prepared for the imminent waves of attacks on multiple fronts that are now coming our way here in Battlefield America. And if you were on that bridge in Baltimore, you're a casualty, and there's plenty more to come. May they rest in peace. So the following is part of an evolving shortlist and directory, if you will, a list of ways you can get involved to take back your country, our country, for your family and for posterity. For starters, have faith. Faith in God. Surround yourself with like-minded people who truly do understand the times in which we live in this great awakening, and then expand those circles. Become a digital soldier, as General Flynn coined the phrase years ago, a soldier. Share truth on social media, on street corners, in your life. Donate to what worthy causes you've investigated. Join local groups, support organizations, hold peaceful rallies, vet and expose the rhinos. Run for office, make some noise at city council meetings, and visit johnmichaelchambers.com. Action Changes Things is a link on the navigation bar that you can click, read, or download. And protect yourself. Be prepared for what's coming. All right, I mentioned earlier on General Flynn. We'll talk about General Flynn speaking Mandarin in a moment. But General Flynn speaking Mandarin, yes, we're going to run the clip in just a second. I want to say one other thing before we run the clip. Thank you. General Flynn is part of the board of directors for Patriot.tv. The board is General Flynn, Floyd Brown of Western Journal, you may know, Mark Schaffline, and Brandon House, who formerly was with Mike Lindell's platform. That is your board of directors, Patriot.tv. You can check them out. American Media Periscope, there was an acquisition merger that spawned off Patriot.tv. And you can learn more about this publicly traded Patriot media outlet by visiting any of your financial channels, Bloomberg, Yahoo, and put in the ticker symbol. I like Yahoo. Go to yahoofinancial.com, Yahoo Financial News, put in the ticker symbol CBMJ, and you can see all the press releases of what's going on. Now, let's take a look. Now, General Flynn has a show at Patriot.tv you might want to tune into called General Flynn in the Skiff or something of the nature. Let's run the clip. General Flynn speaking Mandarin.
希望您愉快，感谢您尽早的加入。度过美好的一周，世界各地都很棒。在家里度过忙碌的一周，有很多事情正在发生。在这里，就像我们在SCF中说的那样，本周我们有约翰·米尔斯上校，他是一位非凡的军官和领导者。通过写作和发表言论，他继续为这个国家服务。
Well, there you have it. Now, of course, the general does not speak fluent Mandarin, but what Patriot.tv has just launched are scores and scores of languages that the broadcast may be translated into in the fashion you just saw. Think about the global reach. We'll be right back.
We are free. We are America.
Over the years, we've been caught in a web of deceitful lies. But today, the mainstream media is in a crisis of credibility. We are witnessing not only the fall of the cabal, but the fall of mainstream media, and this has only just begun. What an amazing time to be alive. And it is by no accident nor coincidence that you and I have connected here and found each other. During this war and the taking back of our constitutional republic, we must unite in truth, not necessarily in politics. It is my mission to continue to expose the deep state and the shadow government at every turn, awakening, empowering, inspiring, and motivating those I reach through my work to contribute to creating a better world. President Donald Trump and the military white hats need your help as we battle on towards victory. Detecting truth from lies in the age of fake news takes time and effort, and a team of patriot professionals helping me to do this work is what it takes. I do need your support. Visit johnmichaelchambers.com, click on the Contribute tab, and you will receive a digital copy of one of my books, The World Awakens, Part 1. Also, be sure to subscribe for free and remain informed, empowered, and connected. I do need your support. I want to thank you in advance for your generous contribution in helping me and the JMC team to fight this war. And remember, where we go one, we go all. Stay safe, and may God be with you. All right, welcome back to the 40,000 foot view. Thanks for hanging in there with me. It's been quite the journey today. Title of it has been Conspiracies to Confirmation. You recall who is Arthur Roberts. So, again, I just mentioned before the break, the AMP merger acquisition of September 2023, General Flynn, Mark Schaffline, Floyd Brown, and Brandon House. Visit patriot.tv. You can also visit americasfuture.net. To learn more about and support General Michael Flynn's work, generalflynn.com, another website. General Flynn has just launched, this week, a 40-some-odd city tour promoting General Flynn's film. So this has been quite the show. I like to run some Facebook images just to have some fun and to see some inspiration and some statements. Image A, and we'll run through this. Well, back to the basement. Well, there you have it. He's out of time, out of ice cream, and out of his mind. Next image. Scotty, beam me the hell out of here. They got dudes that think they're broads and broads that think they're dudes, and they're all ruled by some senile old man called Brandon. A little fun there with William Shatner. Next image. I, too, was once a man trapped in a woman's body, says Clint Eastwood. And then I was born. Next image. You can just roll these images through. The news used to tell you that something happened. Then you had to decide what you thought about it. Well, now the news tells you how to think about something, and you have to decide if it ever happened. Network, I think, was the name of this incredible movie. Republicans better realize there are 74... believe me, it's in my estimation and by some studies, it's far north of about 85 million. I would pull a number out of thin air and call it 100 million, but you get the concept. Trump supporters, not 74 million GOP supporters. Hear that loud and clear. And I'm very happy Laura Trump is at the head of the RNC. Now they'll get my support again. All the masks are about to come off. Are you ready? And I mean all the masks. Next image. The Vatican City holds 50 miles of ancient documents hidden from the public. This world is not what you think it is. Next image. We are in the midst of the longest, saddest, most excruciating and unsatisfying, I told you so, in the history of the world. January 6th wasn't an insurrection. Israel didn't bomb it's the hospital. Derek Chauvin didn't murder George Floyd. Trump didn't collude with Russia. Kavanaugh wasn't a gang rapist. Jussie Smollett isn't the victim of a hate crime. Hunter's laptop wasn't Russian disinformation. COVID didn't originate in a wet market. Biden didn't get 81 million votes. mRNA vaccines don't stop the spread. Putin didn't blow up Nord Stream pipeline. And men can't get pregnant. Hello? Observe the obvious. Next image. It is not who is right, but what is right that is important. That's why I said we unite in truth, not in politics. Next image. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. Martin Luther King Jr. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppression. Malcolm X, you know, watch that movie again. There's a lot of great, great insights into this movie. Denzel Washington, phenomenal performance. Next image. What so many fail to understand is that MAGA is not about Donald Trump. MAGA is about America. We the people were searching for someone, anyone, willing to fight the corruption and preserve freedom and actually be honest with the American people. We found that in Donald Trump. He is our voice. You see, it is not a cult. It's a revolution. Make America great again. Next image. The world isn't ending. The cabal's world is ending. Be ready to build the future. It's going to be beautiful. Be a loner. Familiar with that program? Be a loner. That gives you time to wonder, to search for the truth. Have holy curiosity. Make your life worth living. Albert Einstein. The reason for the missing children, adrenochrome, an immortal serum obtained from the adrenal gland of living children after they have been terrorized to get the highest levels of adrenaline. It has LSD-like qualities and is used in satanic rituals by monarchies, politicians, congressmen, celebrities, CEOs, and elite kids are their drug. Now, I'll keep this up there for a moment. I brought this kind of content that now out now. I've known about this for years. 3 years ago when we met with Jim Caviezel, he talked about this. He talked about this at the Reawaken Tour and so forth and so on. I'm bringing it out now because it's out there. Take a look. Do some homework. And this subject will be out there even more so in the near future. Next image. People don't fake depression. They fake being okay. Remember that, Robin Williams. So be kind to people. People are suffering right now, and they're about to be confronted with some real, real horrors. So let's help those around us. Next image. All the forces of darkness cannot stop what God has ordained. When valid IDs are required, now I'm not going to bore you with reading all this, but glance at it for a moment. We'll keep it up on the screen for five more seconds. I'll name a few. You have to have bought an airplane with ID. You have to go to join Costco or a membership clubs with an ID, rent a hotel room, buy a cell phone, apply for a job, various things. But they're not required for voting. Again, things that make you go, in the night. Next image. The two presidents that fought corruption and the other side tried by nefarious means to remove them from the ballot. Next image. All we have to do is stand up and their little game is over. And guess what? That's what's happening. That's what the more than 80% is all about. And separate from America, the world is waking up. So again, the last segment, freedom, it's up to us. Stand up. Let your voice be heard. Next image. Donald Trump says he will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Folks, I'm going to do an entire episode on this subject because there's such a frenzy about it. Juan has told us a long time ago, digital currency was a black hat op. I'm going to dive into that in great detail in another segment. Next image, please. Stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends. Next image. The starter, the finisher. Next image. We are at war and living now in a post-constitutional government, tyrannical government that over the years, again, has been taken over by foreign and domestic enemies. It's good versus evil. It's us or them. In the end, we win, they lose. So my mantra again is unite in truth, not in politics, and then fight for what's right. We are at the cusp of biblical events that will rock the rafters of this world. Confront it. Let the ways of our past go. Embrace the truth and help to create a new world, one that God intended for us all. Be prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually for the imminent wave of attacks on multiple fronts as this war intensifies. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And when your children and grandchildren ask you, what were you doing when the global governance was being thrust down the throat of America and the world? What will your answer be? Freedom? It's up to us. This is it. Remember, it's either us or them. Good must triumph over evil, and it will. And so together, we will save America. I'll see you back here the first Friday each month at 6 p.m. Eastern on johnmichaelchambers.com and on Rumble Channel. And don't forget, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, John and Juan, Intel and Insights for weekly updates. And remember, where we go one, we go all. This is John Michael Chambers speaking with his voice. Speak with your voice. Stay safe, and may God be with you.